Ministries. I'm putting the trumpet to my mouth, calling for the soldiers of the cross to march around Jericho. I'm calling for a holy war of prayer and preaching of the cross to pull down the strongholds of Satan. For Jesus, our Lord and Savior, is about to come back for his bride, whom he has washed and cleansed and made holy, without spot or wrinkle, by his blood which he shed on the cross for us. You ambassadors of Christ, you soldiers of the cross, you precious diamonds, stand up tall and straight, be counted, be recognized, be identified, and rejoice in the soon coming back of the Lord our God.
I will sing forever of your love, come down.
To share with you what God has shown me over the last 3 years. Incredible things are happening. We have seen a one world government, a new world order, trying to take over the world, but it was pushed back because now we see everybody retreating. Even though they still put up a fight, we can see that they're retreating. A one world government will come one of these days, but it will be during the hour of the tribulation, and that is still in the future. First, God wants to bring in an incredible harvest. This message was given to me quite a few years ago when Trump was elected in 2020 as president, and then the presidency was stolen from him. And then Texas brought a suit to the Supreme Court, which, if they would have taken it, would have overthrown the election and have given it to Trump. Because I studied it, and if they would have taken that suit, if they would have judged on it, they would have had no other choice but to say that the election was stolen. And that happened in 2020. But they, the Supreme Court, rejected the suit, and that's when a lot of things started to become very confused. And I started to ask God, what is going on? The Supreme Court, many of those judges were put in by Trump. They're supposed to be born again by the Spirit of God, but they did not have the guts to stand up and bring forth that lawsuit. They just simply threw it out of court. And the Lord spoke to me in a very interesting, clear way. He said, when Esther, on the second banquet, talked to Haman, she brought the hammer down, and Haman was destroyed. So, on the second banquet, when is the second banquet? I know the first banquet was when the Supreme Court threw out that lawsuit. That was the first banquet. Because I remember Queen Esther didn't do anything on the first banquet. But on the second banquet, which is this Roe versus Wade, the abortion, the federal abortion, that is when they stepped up to the plate. Even at the threat of their lives, the Supreme Court overthrew the ruling on Roe versus Wade and took out federal abortion. Yes, that's when the second court or the second banquet started. And since then, many things have happened. So today I will share with you what has happened since then. But before I get into this message, I will ask the Lord to bless us. Heavenly Father, I come before you in Jesus' name. And I pray, Lord, that you will anoint this message. You will open people's hearts to the truth of what's going on. I thank you, Lord, that you will anoint, you will bless the listeners and open their hearts in Jesus' name. Amen. When Roe versus Wade was overturned, Klaus Schwab, anybody who knows him, he is the supervisor of President Biden, and he's also the supervisor of Prime Minister Trudeau. He made this statement: disruptive forces have derailed the new world order. Who is Klaus Schwab? He is part of an organization which were in this New World Order. Many of the world's leaders were involved. But Roe versus Wade was when they realized that their plan had been pushed back. Why is that so important? It is because the killing of innocent babies is food to Satan. And since food was taken away and the energy was taken away from Satan by Roe versus Wade being overturned, so went the power of the devil. He now is on his way out. He will be defeated as far as the power of God is concerned on this planet. Many government people will be brought to justice. I want to share with you something else. In 1980, there was a monument erected called the Georgian Guidelines, and they had these things inscribed in 8 languages. And that monument was 23,700 pounds, and it was 19 feet tall. And they wanted to bring back a world language. And they also wanted to destroy 94% of the world's population. They wanted to bring it under 500 million people. That's what the New World Order had in mind to do. But like Klaus Schwab said, it has been derailed and will come back another time. I want to read to you something out of the New Testament. It is when Queen Esther came before the king on the second banquet. And I want to show you what the second banquet was all about. It was Queen Esther pleading for the lives of her people. It tells us, so the king and Haman was the culprit that wanted to kill off the Jews in those times. And so the king and Haman went to Queen Esther's banquet. We remember that only Haman was invited to that banquet. And on the second occasion, while they were drinking wine, the king again said to Esther, "Tell me what you want, Queen Esther. What is your wish? What is your request? I will give it to you, even if it is half the kingdom." Queen Esther replied, "If I have found favor with the king, and if it pleased the king to grant my request, I ask that my life and the lives of my people will be spared, for my people and I have been sold to these who would kill, slaughter, and annihilate us." Yes, I was studying this, and I realized this is exactly what they had in mind to do with all the Christians. They were going to simply annihilate them. Some of you might say, this is far-fetched. But when you start looking at what happened with COVID-19, how many people died? Remember, COVID-19 was a man-made virus to destroy the human race. And when they saw that COVID-19 wasn't doing its job, they started bringing in the jab, where they killed many other through cancer, through different types of diseases. Many people who took the jab had heart attacks. They fell dead on playing fields as they were playing games and things. When we look at the internet, study the internet, we see horrific things taking place. These things are true. I study them on the internet, and not all of the people who are reporting this are liars. And as soon as the doctors stand up to testify, they get fired from their jobs. Nurses get fired from their jobs. Policemen who come forth get fired from their jobs. So it goes on and on. But already they're starting to see that they are being pushed back and they're kind of easing off. Yes, we are coming to a time where God will bring forth judgment to this world. And here is how this judgment will come into place. He will pour out His Spirit on all flesh, and all corruption will be exposed, whether it's in the churches, in the government, in the schools, or anywhere. It doesn't matter. It will be exposed, and people will start to see, and we're already seeing them being exposed with their corruption. So we need to pay attention. God is not mocked. Whatsoever Satan sowed, he will also reap. And he sowed a very horrifying thing. But he was a little too early. Like as in the days of Hitler, when Hitler tried to bring in a one world government. He also was pushed back by the Allies. And by the time it was over, Hitler was just a mumbling mess who killed himself. And this is what will happen to many of the world's politicians. Many will flee for their lives. Many may even take their lives. Yes, we're going to see incredible things starting to take place as we get closer to the fall, where they're going to have elections in America. And if we look at what's happening there, we can see that the Democrats who are pushing all this are starting to lose immensely. Joe Biden, their president, is just a bumbling fool for the world to laugh at when we watch what's going on. It's almost unbelievable that they will allow a person like that to continue being their president. All he can do is read off a teleprompter, and even there, he makes mistake after mistake. He has no idea what to do on his own. He is being pushed and pulled from behind by other people. So these are the things that are happening. We are heading for an interesting time. We are fast running out of time. I believe that we are in a place where the Lord says, I will make a short work on this earth. And one other thing I almost forgot to bring forth. That monument, that 27,000-pound monument, that 19-foot monument, which had the inscription of killing off 94% of the world's population. That monument was struck by lightning and fell to the ground, broken in pieces. And they cleaned it up 4 o'clock in the morning. And by the time, somewhere around noon, there was nothing to be seen. Yes, they're trying to cover their tracks one way or another, but alas, it's too late. God is starting to take the covers off. And for those of you who don't know the Lord Jesus Christ, you need to start seeking Him out, for we are fast running out of time. God is going to bring an immense harvest. He will pour out His Spirit upon all flesh. And if you miss it this time, then you have missed it for eternity. So give your life and heart to Him and become a blessing to yourself. Amen.
I'm standing in my Savior's shadow. He is watching.
For this part of the program, I wanted to talk to those who are into religion. If a religious person believes that somehow his religion will bring him closer to God or even bring him salvation, he needs to listen to what I have to tell you today, because I will be reading out of the book of Acts, chapter 10. It's a story about Cornelius. Cornelius was a soldier in the Roman army during the time of the apostles. And he was praying to God in his house one day. And an angel came to him and told him, "The Lord is well pleased with you. He sees your almsgiving. He sees and knows how you're giving to the poor. He knows how you're helping others out." In other words, the angel was telling Cornelius that God was bragging about him. But then he said something very astonishing. "Now send men to Joppa and call for one Simon, whose surname is Peter. He lodged with one Simon, a tanner, whose house is by the seaside. He shall tell you what thou oughtest to do." When you study that, you can clearly see that God had something big in mind. Send for a person that will tell you what you ought to do. Wasn't Cornelius good enough for God? Didn't he do all the recommendations, helping the poor? He was also giving his money to the poor. He was living a godly life. But the angel said, "No, there's something you have to do." And when he did send for Simon Peter, and Simon Peter came, and here's what Simon Peter told him. He told him about the Lord Jesus Christ, how Jesus was crucified at the cross, how Jesus took every person's sin upon himself and paid for them. Yes, that's what Simon Peter told Cornelius. Cornelius was there with all his household and listened how Simon explained the gospel, how a person gets into the kingdom of God. It's not by works of righteousness, Peter says. It's by what Jesus did. So regardless how good we are, regardless how we try to please God with our religious activities, it will not help us anything. We have to send for Simon Peter like Cornelius did. And we have to hear the gospel. We have to believe the gospel. We have to believe that Jesus died for our sins. He died and rose the third day for our salvation. So for those of you who are living in religious organizations and you believe that that religion will bring you into the kingdom of God, you need to read this chapter, Acts chapter 10. It will clearly explain to you that all your religious activities are not going to help you anything. So, open your heart to this. Turn to the Lord Jesus Christ, for He is willing that none perish. Give Him your life and your heart. For the Bible says, He became sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might become the righteousness of God in Him. And the good part of this story is that Cornelius and all his household turned to Jesus for salvation. The angel did not tell him, Cornelius, you got to stop being a soldier. He simply told him, go and bring Simon Peter. He will tell you what you have to do. And Simon Peter told them about the saving grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. So open your heart to this and become a blessing to yourself. Amen.
Here at Reaching Out Ministries, we would like to thank you for your generous support. Please continue to pray for us as we press on in the call that God has placed before us. We would love to hear from you. Please write to us at Box 278, Steinbeck, Manitoba, R5G1M2. Again, that's Reaching Out Ministries, Box 278, Steinbeck, Manitoba, R5G1M2.